Finally caught this guy standing still for long enough to talk. John David Ferquin, you've been out on the grill, getting the grill ready to go today.
We've been trying. It's a little windy out, but I think we got it going now.
You guys, this is a big time for you guys. Love to say thank you to your customers, and that's what Patronage Week's all about.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, and it's a great week. We get to touch a lot of our customers face-to-face, in this week, and it's great to get out on the farms and talk to those guys and bring them some money back.
They don't mind seeing you come on a day like that either, do they?
No. And, right here in the springtime, it's always good for them to have a little money coming in instead of going out. So it's always welcome.
If you ever run across a farmer that says, I don't need my patronage check this year, call me, John David. You and I can split that.
Absolutely. But, I've not had that experience yet. Yeah, no.
And your checks range, I guess, based on the farmer's size, right?
Well, not necessarily their size, but the amount of interest that they pay in. It's kind of a cliche answer, but it's a very complicated equation. I couldn't tell you how to do it, but it's not really based off their size, but based off the amount of interest that they pay in on the loans that they've got out with us.
And that's, of course, you guys hand deliver a lot of those, and some you put in the mail too. But it's a welcome benefit, a welcome bonus for farmers who do business with you all year long.
Absolutely. Farm Credit's been a cooperative for a long time now, and I think 7 years ago we got to a point where they said, hey, we can finally start acting like a cooperative and paying those dividends back, and that's what they have decided to do. And it's just been such a positive impact on our business and on our customers that it's kind of become it has been an annual thing, but one of those things that we hope we can continue to do.
$8.8 million just for the offices here in this region of Kentucky, right?
Yes, and I think that's Kentucky, Russellville, Bowling Green, and Glasgow.
Okay.
Yep, so that's four offices and $8.8 million is pretty solid.
What does it mean to you to serve the farmers you work with every day?
Well, that's really why I'm here. I couldn't farm on my own, right? But I wanted to be involved in agriculture, and this is my way of doing that. And we are there. Or one of their avenues to have access to capital to farm and carry on those legacies that they've inherited.
I got to ask a question now. Obviously, we won't tell any names on this, but what's one of the bigger checks you've taken out this year?
It's been north of six figures.
Wow. Did it have my name on it? You just hadn't found me yet?
It did not, Alan. It did not.
Gone. I was hoping you had one in your pocket for me, and maybe Brandon's got mine. What do you think?
He might. We can ask him.
John Dave, we appreciate that. You guys have some goodies for folks. We talked with Deanna and Gracie earlier about some of the items you have here for folks to get when they come to the door. But you guys have a little food outside for them, too.
We do. We're going to have hot dogs from Hampton's, and then Cheney's Dairy Barn is here with their mobile trailer. And then the ladies have been working hard here in the office trying to get giveaways and that type of stuff in. And so we've got quite a few things for our customers that come by.
So just come on by and see. You'll be here, what, until 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock?
Yep, 11 to 1. Yep, 11 to 1. Yep.
So it's Patronage Day, Customer Appreciation Day, and just National Agriculture Week. And what a great way to celebrate, John David, with you guys at Farm Credit Mid-America, as you say thank you to your farmers and give them a little check back to thank them for their business all year long.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you being here and putting us out there, so thank you.
Love being here. It's always a fantastic time to be with our friends here at Farm Credit. We're on 106.5 WKDC for National Agriculture Week.